Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shockers pregame show. We're getting set for Thursday baseball. Shockers Trash Pandas after a terrific game on Wednesday. Brack Wilken, that big three-run homer that gives the Shockers a 3-2 win. Time for today's pregame interview. I'm Javik Blake. We're joined by the guy who might just be the secret sauce to helping the Shockers what has been a wild second half. It is the home clubhouse manager, Craig Thomas. Craig, appreciate you taking the time.
Appreciate it.
What's it been like in that clubhouse since you switched over to the home side here at Keesler Federal Park? Shockers have been hot, 18-11 here in the second half, and a terrific end of that first half as well.
It's been fun. I think we got a good group of guys that actually want to win and just enjoy being at the park every day, and it's just a fun group to be around on and off the field.
What's it like for you in that clubhouse? Because it is a group of guys, and you're a guy who's here pretty much more than anybody else, but you see these guys on a day-to-day basis. What's the atmosphere been like in that clubhouse second half of the year?
It's been fun. Wins make it fun, so it's been a lot of fun, and just seeing guys go up and down, and then, yeah, it's been a lot of fun to be around.
Home clubhouse manager for you entails a lot, whether it's just a couple moments ago bringing out the water for guys, making sure things are stacked up in the bullpen, making sure they got all their seeds and snacks for the game. What goes on a day-to-day basis in your job? Because there is a lot that goes into it.
Day-to-day is getting here early, set up benches, make sure there's food, make sure the great grounds crew around here has hydration. Laundry, loads and loads of life doesn't stop, and then basically just make sure that all these guys, whether they're, you know, high maintenance or low maintenance, have everything they need to be able to produce and happy. That's the biggest thing in my job, is as long as they're happy, I'm good, and I can just hang out the rest of the day. Other than if they're not happy, then I did something wrong, and it's gonna be a long day.
For you, it's a lot like a coach. We talked to Ben Harris yesterday about the player information side of things, and he said a lot of his job is learning and leading on the coaching staff to figure out kind of how each player operates and how to get through to them. Is that the same in your job of how to get in guys, whether a guy likes this, a guy likes that, and kind of figuring out who they are is more than just a baseball player?
Yeah, you got to have a personal relationship, because if they don't trust you, then you can't do your job. So I think for the most part, it's each guy is different. Some guys need more than others. Some guys just want you to stay out of their way, and some guys just want to come hang out with you. So it's just it's kind of learning each person's personality, because obviously we all got our own. And other than that, it's basically you're hanging out at a baseball stadium all day. Make sure these guys have what they want, and it's basically all.
Anytime I talk to you about being in the clubhouse, you have a lot of love and a lot of passion for the job. Where does that come from? Because you're working a ton of hours, you're around these guys pretty much every day, and you're at a baseball field sometimes 14, 15, 16 hours for 6 days a week.
I just loved it. I got into it at a really, really young age. Got hooked very, very quick, and realized that I wanted to work in baseball, and the way to work, you know, major league, whatever baseball level you want to work in, is someone has to do this job. And if you have a passion for baseball, you can pretty much, and OCD, you can do it. And I got both, I think.
How'd you get into it?
So my aunt and her neighbor was Ron Gant, the outfielder for the Braves. And when I was younger, she said one day, do you want to be a bat boy for the Braves? And I was like, of course. And went to the stadium one day, and the rest is history.
What was it like being a bat boy for the Atlanta Braves back in the 1990s? Because those were some incredible teams, incredible players, and a terrific coaching staff as well.
Yeah, it was fun. Just being around guys that you see on TV, Chipper, Glavin, Maddox, Smoltz, Gant, McCann, you know, more recent, Acuna, Ozzie, you know, Austin Riley, Bobby Cox. It was fun. It made the job enjoyable. It also, you know, they were hard back in the day. Baseball was different than it is now. It's a lot. So it was a lot of fun to go to the field every day and realize that the stuff that I'm doing might not be seen by the public, but they appreciated it. And, 2021, getting a World Series was a lot of fun.
How much did that help get you hooked on it when you were young? You walk into the clubhouse, you look up and you look around, and bam, there's John Smoltz, there's Tom Glavine, bam, there's Chipper Jones walking right by you as a little kid.
I was starstruck. I was in the middle of it right when I got thrown into it, told, hey, go do this. And I don't remember what it was, but the first, I think, three people that I walked by was Smoltz, Bobby Cox, and then Mr. Turner, who owned the Braves at the time. And it was like, wow. Like, I grew up as a Braves fan, and then being able to work for him was a lot of fun.
Your first game as a bat boy, I've also heard, was quite entertaining. And luckily for you, social media had not been invented yet. There was an MLB TV to cut all this up.
Yeah, it was an eventful night. The first, it was the Houston Astros back when they were in the NL. First at bat, first have to go out there and get a bat after a hit, or I don't remember what it was. Thank God's TikTok or none of that was around, because I ate it coming out of the dugout.
You've been around baseball for a long time. You've basically grown up in the game. What's your favorite memory?
Favorite? The easy one would say World Series 2021. I would have to say favorite memory would be Chipper Jones' final game, because I grew up a Braves fan. Grew up a Chipper Jones fan. Really, really close with Chipper still. So I think seeing him go from, his growth from when I started, which was 5 years in his MLB career, I think, roughly, to his last game, and going through all that, was probably the best one. Just favorite player, getting to be around him every day. Learn not just baseball, but his family, personal stuff. It was a lot of fun.
What's it like flipping things around and being a member of a clubhouse, of an affiliate of a National League rival in the Milwaukee Brewers organization?
So this is my dream job, working for the Brewers since I was little. So it's good. It was rough the last 3 days when I saw the Brewers playing the Braves and I didn't know which way to go. But obviously, go Brew Crew. But other than that, it was it's been fun. I love Biloxi. I love the Brewers organization, everyone around it. Great guys in the clubhouse. Being around Brock, Miz, he's gone. Bradley, that, all those guys, and even, Logan and Brett and all them now, and Craig, the other Craig. We just got a good group. The Brewers have a great organization and a lot of young talent coming through Biloxi right now. So this second half is going to be fun.
Well, Craig, it's been a blast having you here. Appreciate you taking the time.
Hey, anytime.
This is today's pregame interview. Shackers Trash Pandas coming your way next.